If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. The
podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day.
When you're in the trenches, you know, it's cool to shoot them bullets. How you gonna defend yourself when them bullets coming back?
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Charlo, Fatal Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, hell of a fighter. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right?
David Benavidez.
Yo, he is a beast.
This brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do.
And now Benavidez unloading.
I got a lot of power too, and I throw punches and bunches, and I don't get tired.
The jab leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat a Charlo tomorrow too.
The big Charlo want to get it too?
So Charlo would be the alternative.
He don't want to get in the ring with me because he's a pussy. That's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've never liked Caleb Plant. I've never made it's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant.
At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend right now. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out.
And if you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name. In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him.
SDS promotion.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, and I'm solo, dolo, Scarface, no Manolo. It's all good, though. We're here to give you the weigh-in results, plus the fabulous news that is the Day of Reckoning heavyweight card brought to you by His Excellency, the Sheikh. It's going to be happening in Saudi Arabia, so we got some great details on that. It lands on a network that is DAZN, so Wilder did know it was pay-per-view. Wilder did know it was DAZN. He posted the right thing, and maybe he was told to take it down as the Sheikh wanted to make that announcement once they knew the pay-per-view price, and we know that now. And thank you to the Sheikh, man. I am literally bowing down now. This Sheikh understands this sport. He understands how to make it grow. And he set the price right. I mean, Lord, if everybody was more like the Sheikh, we'd be in a good place. But we're here to talk about good things, obviously. Weigh in results, tell you who made weight, who didn't. Yeah, someone actually didn't make weight on this card, you know what I mean? But it's all right. It's not like it's the main event. Only the motherfucking co-main. Like, Lord, man, we gave Charlo the benefit of the doubt. We gave him another shot. Here he is on a big stage, and he drops the ball. He's already not defending the title. Dude literally came into the weigh-in a super middleweight. Poor David Benavidez, brother, Jose. They're negotiating some sort of terms to go ahead and pay Jose a couple dollars since Charlo was overweight. They haven't revealed the amount just yet. But Charlo came in almost 4 pounds overweight, man. It was like 3.6 or something like that. And I don't know. People think this means now David's brother, Jose, has some sort of shot. I don't know. I mean, it just means the dude's going to weigh more. I don't know that it means he didn't train and he's not in shape and things like that. I certainly don't think it means Jose will get a win now. Hey, if he's able to get one, I won't be mad. I just don't think Charlo missing weight is a clear indication that all of a sudden Jose is going to beat the brakes off him now. Like, all of a sudden he's got his shot. Like, I'm seeing online people like, oh, that plus 500 looks good now. My man, it's a plus 500 for a fucking reason. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys feel differently. Maybe that plus 500 does look good to you guys. I'm staying away. For every reason I knew I was staying away. And then he blew the weight, so I'm really staying away. I got zero bets on Charlo and Jose Benavidez. We just don't know what is going to happen, what they're going to bring to the table. I mean, they both wild cards. Like, yeah, what you know you're getting from Jose is a dude that's going to talk that shit, sell the fight. Fight so much, I'm not sure. How good he fights, I'm still not sure. So I stood away from it. I'm going to just tune into this one like a fight fan. There's a few, actually. You would figure this would have been one of our better weeks. I think I'm still going to make my betting team some money, but it's certainly not like, oh, it's a big fight week. Let's go crazy betting. Nah, these are actually tough fights. You know, Matias and Urshagov, they're in a tough fight. You know, I will tell you this because you can still go get the betting show.
I did call Tony Harrison. I called LJ Harrison, both Harrisons. They're both in Detroit. They've both gotten to see Urshagev spar. They were able to give me some details on the inside of his training, his stance, and, you know, what they believe. So we got their prediction, you know, as they know him. And same thing for Charlo, man. It's just like, what do you, you know, you don't know where he's been in his life and is he quite back. They're telling us that, but that could just be wishful thinking. So I'm going to just be watching this one. Same thing with Michelle Rivera and Lipinets. Lipinets was his best at 40. You know, Michelle's moving up. He's coming off of the bad performance with Frank. Plus, he tested positive. It's just like, yo, I'm not betting on that. I'm going to just watch that one. You know, there's just sometimes you got to sit out. Every week can't be a winning week, you know. And I don't know where Michelle is at, you know. We thought so highly of him, and then, you know, he didn't have any answers in that Martin fight. And, you know, however that cookie crumbled, you know, whether he knew what he was taking or not, he tested positive. But there's always that thought in your mind, like, that he knew he was fighting Frank, and he felt he needed whatever it is ended up in his body, right? So that could be doubt, and that doubt transferred from him to us, or at least to me, right? It's like, bro, if you think you ain't good enough to the level that you got to add shit to yourself to be better, and now you can't use it, like, where's his confidence going to be? That's all I'm saying. If you the person that lacks confidence so much so that you're going to take a performance enhancement drug, well, then where's your confidence going to be after you got caught and you know you can't take it and you're under the microscope? So I'm going to just fall back on that one, you know. But, look, we're not here for my predictions and what I'm betting on. We're actually here for the weigh-in. Everyone made weight except for Charlo, so that's the easiest way to sum it up. No one else missed weight except Charlo. So say hello to the bad guy, man. We thought it was Benavidez, but Benavidez might be the unsung hero if he ever gets a Charlo fight, right? Like, I'm pretty sure people are going to want to see Benavidez beat Jermall for a lot of reasons, you know what I'm saying? And obviously he's helping himself with everything that's going on in the buildup to this particular fight. We got...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Blessed One LA, $5. Charlo better be serious. Let's not act like he didn't go 12 with Montiel, who was a 21-4 and KO by Munguia in 5. But Charlo by points 12 rounds off that LA Maple Leaf. And then the smoke. Okay, he got that LA Kush. Salute to you. I just wrote me a nice one. Smells so delicious, you know. About to light it in a bit, but we are here. We're taking your calls. If you want to call in on any of the weigh-in fights, you know, any of these results, and also the great, great news. Let me just go ahead and give you the exact details. Once again, man, shout out to the Sheik. Like, look, we all know Ness wants the Sheik to take him to Saudi. Outside of me dreaming big, bro, he's giving me everything I want from right here in the studio. Like, I am a very happy fan with everything that he's done. First, he started by giving us some heavyweight action in the heavyweight division, and now he's finishing off by giving the Day of Reckoning a broadcaster globally on DAZN, which to me is fantastic. All boxing needs to be on DAZN, the Netflix of boxing, and it has an amazing price, offering a ridiculous amount of value. The UK pays $20, but their version of that. So they're paying £20 or euros, whatever the fuck. We're paying 40K. Can you believe that? That's insane. We're paying $39 for this. $39 for this heavyweight fight. All those heavyweights, bro. $39. Listen, boxing fans, please do not drop the ball. Do not steal this one at $40. Like, you stole Luis Ortiz in January, and I get it. You know, what was that? Him versus, like, Charles Martin. I get that. That was garbage. I get it. This is not. Don't do that to the Sheik. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way he making the money back at $39 anyway. Let's be real. You know, he paid way too many motherfuckers to get on this card. If they making money back on $39 a pay-per-view, you know, God bless them. May the boxing gods bless them. But at $39, bro, he kept it dirt cheap for us with a plethora of names on the card. Look, if you got to steal it, come over to my house, man. Don't be no bum-ass thief, man. Don't do that to the sport right now. Like, we need to stand up when they do something good for us, you know? Same way as a call to action. When they shit on us, we got to, you know, answer back by not paying. When they give us bad pay-per-views, we answer back by not paying. But when we get a good card, I think we need to tip our hat off to the Sheik. You know, give him his little $39 and enjoy what is the day of reckoning for the division of the heavies, baby. Look, there's so much that can happen if this card goes right. You know, the ramifications it's going to have on that division alone are insane. I'm in awe. Honestly, I was not expecting a $39.99 price point. I was already ready to pay $80. I'm not going to front. You know, I paid $90 for Tyson Fury and Ngannou. And don't get me wrong, I like that heavyweight card. You guys didn't. I'm just a heavyweight fan, but I enjoyed David Adelaide and Fabio Wardley. You know, I enjoyed Fury and Ngannou. I know Bacoli was on there versus somebody. I enjoyed that. Parker versus Simon Keen. I enjoyed that. Like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. You know, they might not be the Tanks and the Ryans of the world, but I like what he's doing out there, and he's keeping that price point low. And if you think about it, we're getting more value for this second show, right? Because the Fury show was a circus show, and they threw some heavyweights on there just to keep us hardcores happy. But who the fuck gave a fuck about Simon Keen? And really, what Americans knew David Adelaide and Fabio Wardley outside of myself and King Amin in Essex? You know what I mean? So this one, that one wasn't really for y'all. And they priced it wrong anyway. Like, I wasn't happy I paid $90 to watch Fury fight an MMA dude. And then the fight turned down like that. I wasn't happy at all. So to come off the back of that one and give us this gigantic card for 40, once again, man, thank you, His Excellency. You feel me? You are doing your thing. You're making a splash. And for those that didn't catch the announcement in the earlier show, he's also, I don't want to use the word bought out or bought, I'm going to say bought in to the Undisputed Boxing game, and he is going to bring it to life for real. That announcement was also made yesterday. So, you know, shout out to His Excellency. He is really into boxing. How long it lasts, I don't know. But, you know, I've learned a long time ago, you take the good as long as it lasts. You know, when the bad comes, it comes. But when that faucet is open and it's giving out that cold water, man, you go ahead and you drink. And he has opened the faucet. He's opened the floodgates. In terms of the heavyweight division, not only with the second card, but with the first. The first, I feel like that was the starting point, you know? He got them undercard heavyweights working. He got Joseph Parker back active so that he could be ready to take on Deontay Wilder. So I think everything was necessary. Same reason with Bacoli, man. Like, Something tells me the Sheik likes my matchmaking. You know, maybe that's why he followed me. I always wanted Bacoli versus Big Baby. You know, we hear that he wanted Chisora, Big Baby. Chisora wanted more money. That's why that didn't happen. But you never know. You know, Bacoli, Big Baby could be in the works. But he got Bacoli active. Now we just got to get Hunter active. That's a rematch, you know. Bacoli versus Big Bang Zhang. That's a fight. I'll take that. I even like Bacoli versus Hergovic. They giving Hergovic a little tune-up, you know. Bacoli versus Makhmadov, Aslanbek Makhmadov. He getting a little something-something to get his beak wet. Man, shout-out to the Sheik, bro. $40 to think. Al Haymon charged us $40 for Charles Martin and Luis Ortiz. You feel me? A dude that didn't really win the belt and a dude that, you know, we don't really know his age. And we paid for that. You know what I'm saying? We watched that shit. So shout out to the Sheik, man. He's doing it right. Hopefully this opens the door, too. And we get more people working with him versus against him. Because sometimes in this sport, when you got players like this doing the right thing, there's always a hater trying to set him back, slow him down, you know. And hopefully that's not the case with the Sheik, man. Hopefully he continues to do big things in this sport. He started with the heavyweight division, and that's what should excite people, you know, that there's other divisions that he could put those financial hands in and get them activated, you know, get that, bring it back to life, so to speak. Very excited to see his influence in the video game. You know, I've always been a fan of the video games. I feel like that's why I know so much about football and basketball, because, you know, as a kid, I played those consoles, you know, not necessarily the 2Ks, everything before that, though. And it gives you the familiarity with the athletes, even if you don't know them or watch them, you know, like in Madden, like, Jerome Bettis, the bus, was the man. I never watched the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers game, but if I wanted to win and I'm not a passer, I'm a rusher, yeah, I want to use Bettis or whoever the fuck the dude was from the Lions, Barry Bonds or whatever, Barry some shit. You understand? Like, video games help you, man. They help people, like I said, familiarize themselves with the athlete without having to sit there an hour watching that respective sport. But I'm going to open up the phone lines for anybody want to call in and discuss again the weigh-in results for the entire pay-per-view card, and then the Day of Reckoning, getting its pay-per-view price, getting its broadcaster on DAZN. What an amazing thing. We're familiar with DAZN. We know they work, and that's cool. They did a good job using ESPN. Maybe because they wanted AJ, you know, AJ got that stock in DAZN. Maybe AJ kind of, you know, pushed for DAZN to be the lead broadcaster in this. Or maybe that just was part of the deal because he does have stock. But phone lines opening up. Number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember, Discord is available, and so is Twitter Spaces for anybody that wants to use those forms of, to call in.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
We going to Stay Wavy TV. What up?
Mass, what it do, man? It's been a minute, man.
What up with you?
Chilling, man. Hey, man, I got that boy, I got Jose pulling off the upset, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw either $50 or $100 on Jose because, you know, me hearing, you said Charlo was 4 pounds overweight, bro?
Pretty much. I think it's 3.6 to be exact.
Yeah, but that's a red flag, bro. I mean, I was watching the press conference. And I was looking at Charlo's eyes and his body language, man, and it looked like he's still going through some mental battles. But, I mean,
3.4.
This guy's been off the ring for 3.4. Yeah, that's a red flag, man. This guy, number one, he's been off the ring for 2 years. You know, we've already seen what's been happening with the PBC fighters that's been off the ring that long. Number two, he's had mental issues. Number three, just like I said, just seeing him at the press conference, man, he just looks off. Like, he doesn't look like he's – 100% mentally focused on boxing. It looks like he's still dealing with some things, man. And, you know, me seeing Jose Benavidez, he's ready to go. And I ain't gonna lie, whoever decided to put this fight together on the same card as Benavidez and Fubu, that was a good idea, man, because, you know, Jose Benavidez is a pit bull, man. Like, dude looks like he's ready to go, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though he got a couple L's on his record, I think he got like 2 or 3 losses. Like, you know, he'd be ready to go, man. He'd be talking that shit, and he look like he has the look of somebody. He has that pit bull face, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like a little chihuahua. You feel me? Like, when I seen him, like, barking at Charlo, it was like seeing a chihuahua just, arr, 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 you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, like, this dude look like he really want to, like, punch Charlo in his shit. So, you know, and plus, you know, Jose having the Benavidez last name, his brother being a Mexican monster, it was a very smart idea to have both brothers on the same card. So I'm going to go ahead and rock with Jose, man. He's been more active. And I just think he wants it more, Ness. I think he's hungry, man. I think he knows this may be his last chance to really show people, like, hey, I'm not just David's brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can fight too. So I think he's really going into this fight with a chip on his shoulder. And I just think Charlo is just like, I don't know, man. Like, I think it's going to be kind of similar to what we've seen with the other Charlo and Canelo. You know, it may be worse. It may be worse, Ness. It may be worse than that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Charlo done got slapped by Caleb. You know what I'm saying? When Jose start walking towards him, he looked like, you know, Ness, what happened to the Charlo that was born? Ness, what happened to the gangster Charlo brothers? What happened to the Charlo brothers that was talking shit, you know, saying they lying? What happened to that? These niggas turned into Yorkies, Ness. What happened? What's up with the Charlo brothers? Why they not doing that gangster shit no more, bruh? I mean, that's what made us like them so much. They was doing that gig,
you
talking
feel like
that
it's
shit,
your time.
And they was getting W's. That's what's going on.
Stay
man.
Wavy, you hilarious. How you gonna call them Yorkies? That's crazy. Ah, man, salute to everybody rocking out with us. Man, shout out to Hardeen, bro. Anybody in the city? What's up? Hot boxing minute, you ain't in the city for the big fight? I've been trying to meet up with Punch Drunk. Punch think I'm young. My man said, yo, we gonna meet up. I'm like, bet. I hit him up. I'm like, yo, you ready? He like, yeah, give me about an hour. An hour go by, he ain't hit me. I'm like, yo, let me know when you ready. He like, bet. Bro, I woke up. My man hit me like 3 hours later. So I'm like, yo, I'm out. I'm like, what, man? Hey, is you kidding me, bro? I got to wake up and do my show at 6 in the morning. Like, but, yeah, I'm going to try and get out with a couple people tonight. So we got Adriana. What up? Discord. Check, check, check. Jump out, jump back in. I do not hear you. But the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time to voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People hotline. We're discussing, obviously, the weigh-in results and the pay-per-view price for the DAZN card, Day of Reckoning. What's up?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I hear you, Ariana.
Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just got it fixed. I guess I had you muted. But now I just like to call in and give my opinion on tomorrow's fight and all that's going on. I got both the Benavidez brothers. I originally had David to begin with, but with Charlo missing weight and his energy, I just feel like something's a little off, man. I feel like Jose can pull the upset. He's had a whole 3.5 month camp, and I just feel like he's more prepared and he's more ready. He's got a lot to prove. It's kind of like the Cinderella story almost. But I got David by stoppage and Jose by major. Unanimous decision. So.
All right. What do you think about the pay-per-view price?
But I can't really hear you.
I was saying, what do you think about the pay-per-view price that's announced for the heavyweight fight?
I honestly think that's a good price, though, because we've been paying out the ass for pay-per-views this year. They've just been going up, up, and up here recently. I don't understand it.
You ain't never lied.
I don't understand it. And hell, the way the world and economy is, not everybody's a big baller. So I feel like they should take a look at them prices if they want to truly get them numbers back up, you know, back to how it was when Floyd fought and all that.
Are you interested in this heavyweight card or not really?
I'm going to be honest, not really. I mean, I'll probably end up watching Wilder and Joshua. But I'm more of a, I like the lower weight classes, to be honest.
Yeah, well, lucky for you, Wilder and Joshua are not fighting. They're on separate fights.
Yeah, I know they won't fight each other, but I'm talking about I'll watch both their fights, you know?
Got you.
Yes, sir. But I just want to say thank you for all you do. Like I said, you keep me busy. You give me something to listen to at work, and I appreciate it. Everybody smash that thumbs up button and subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you, Ness.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. There you go.
Yes, sir.
That was Ariana. And you can use Discord if you want to call in. Twitter Spaces as well. We got Pablo in Baltimore. What up?
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Damn, that Thanksgiving food is nothing to play with. Damn, 3.4? And I think he had a second chance. I think he came in a little even more heavy, like 3.6 after that.
Yeah, I only got the 3.4 report.
I think I read it from, who was it? Dan Rayfield, I think? But either way, man.
Nah, don't worry about that.
It's cool. But man, it's not. I'm really starting to reconsider that decision between Charlo and Benavidez Jr. But
so many
I'm still
rocking
with Charlo because, yeah, man, it's tough. And quite frankly, I didn't even bet that high. I only bet like a small bet, so it wasn't that much. But nah, it's definitely reconsideration. But I'm still rocking with Charlo. Only reason why, because Benavidez Jr., right? Ever since he came back from that accident, he hasn't really shown me much. And that's just me actually watching. Like that Torres fight, that no one really established that fight whatsoever. The Garcia fight, he was just getting standard getting hit. And, you know, I know he won a fight this year, but I don't know. Maybe this can be his motivation, his Cinderella story, but I'm still rocking with Charlo, though. But it's going to be a – how can I say this? It can be a slugfest, but in an ugly way. I feel like one of them has to really establish something, and I don't know if Charlo is going to be 100% to actually set the pace in that matchup. But who knows? And I really do regret not betting him that, man. Nah, that's whatever. But that pay-per-view, what was it? The $40 for the zone?
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. When you first said that, I thought to myself, holy shit. No fucking way that happened. But it happened. And I don't mind it. I'm not going to watch all the heavyweight fights. I mean, I may skip a few of them. I'm definitely going to watch the Dubois and Miller one.
Which one you think you skipping?
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Probably the early ones, like the Hergovic and who was it, DeBoer? Yeah. I'm skipping that one. I know that's a tune-up. Sanchez and Fa, I don't know much about Fa, but I know you fought Parker. And I think Frank Sanchez just could outbox him. I'm mostly going to be focusing on, of course, the main event, co-main. I know Dubois and Miller, and I'm missing something else. Who was it? I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh, the Russian guy, the one that looks like a James Bond villain.
Hergovic?
No.
Makhmadov. Makhmadov. Arslanbek.
That's
yo,
the
I'm
one.
Just shocked that ESPN lost this because they had the last fight with Fury.
Yeah, I'm confused by that too, but I don't know. That's as interesting. But I'm not complaining though. $40, I'm with it. I'm taking it.
Me too.
Yeah, man, I'm taking that. And I might as well get my few cents on the main event because it's been months since I've been trying to predict that. But I'm going to go Benavidez. Close, unanimous decision. I think Andre's going to fade towards the end. He's going to start off strong like he always does, but I feel like Benavidez is going to apply that pressure.
But it's not your time.
So, yeah. All right, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you, bro. Been a minute since you called in. Good to hear from you. If you're on our show line, you got to press 1. One time. That's going to give me the indication you're ready to rock and roll and that you're not just listening to the show as a way to get through your work day. But, you know, Frank Warren had a lot to do with Fury and Ngannou and that big heavyweight card that the, you know, Turki Alaşık put together. And now, you know, it switches from ESPN to DAZN and it's better for us. I hope that you guys see that. We paid $90 in America with tax for Fury and Ngannou. This pay-per-view will be $39.99. I'm fucking shocked, honestly. That is pretty insane. And again, especially considering that the last time we got a $40 pay-per-view, it was some garbage. Right? Like, even Ruiz's. Wasn't Ruiz $40 with him and Ariola? And that shit was extra hot garbage. I mean, damn. Yeah, man. Definitely happy about that. But once again, if you guys want to call in, what? Wow. Man, I have to confirm this. I know his manager. Wow, Vega just sent me some news about Samuel Teal, and that sounds crazy unfortunate if this is true. I am contacting one of his managers now. Is that, oh my gosh, he got a post there too. I hope that's an old post. Go back, see if that's an old post or a new post. Because she got a picture of her and Samuel Till. I hope it ain't no new shit. Oh, man. Yeah, she put it. Say it ain't so. Fucking hell. I mean, this is sad news. And I quote, say it ain't so. My family, my friend, Sam, say it ain't so. You were one of the solid few. You gave me a hard time, but I knew the love was real, my pain in my ass. But like the pain you feel after a long workout on the next day, the good pain, the pain of growth, what we gonna do without you? Your smile was infectious. Who gonna call me Serafini? I'm broken. Tsunami Sam, rest in peace. Damn, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. He got shot and killed in Philadelphia. This is why these guys got to leave, man. As much as they think it's cool to be home, motherfuckers is haters, man. People is envious, bro. That is sad. I've interviewed Sam. I watched his fights, and we recently made money on him. He had fought like an Eastern European or something like that. We bet him to go to the decision. That's pretty unfortunate. Phone lines are open. I see another caller here. Let me get to that. That is unfortunate, but that is confirmed. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and play the official 10 count in respect for Samuel Teal, and then we'll get to the next caller, which is Nuke in Savannah, Georgia. Rest in peace to Samuel Teal, man. Let the boxing guys, you know, forever remember your name, champ. We are going out to the phone lines. Looks like we have Nuke in Savannah, Georgia on a check-in.
Yo, yo, yo. Well, that's a tough one right there to lose somebody around the holidays, man. I lost somebody around the holidays before. That's a tough one. But when it comes to the pay-per-view, I'm still excited, even though Charlo missed weight. But my thing is, I wouldn't want to bet on Charlo. Like, him and his brother, they looking real bad right now. Like, at this point, whether he win this fight or lose this fight, it don't even really matter. He looks bad. Like, people don't even believe he's back. They don't believe he... Like, I don't know where he go from here. Like, not a Canelo fight. I want to see the Caleb Plant fight, you know, but definitely not a David Benavidez fight either. Well, that's possible, depending on how it goes, you know. But I don't know where they go from here, man. They look bad, both brothers, you know. But as far as tomorrow, I see Boo Boo, and he don't look like he finna lay down. I never thought he was going to lay down, but it looked like we're going to get some action. It looked like we're going to be in for a good fight, you know, stylistically. You know, I think it's an amazing fight. You know, I can't wait to see it. But as far as, you know, selling the fight, I just enjoyed the Charlo and the older Benavidez brother. You know, I enjoyed the build-up. But I'm interested to see how that fight goes. Like, I'm locked in for that one, too, in the Hector Garcia fight. Like, man, I'm excited for tomorrow, actually, man. But, yeah, as far as the Wilder card, that's definitely worth the $40. But who's the main event on that card? Is it Wilder AJ. Or AJ?
AJ.
Really? Really? You think that's deserving? Or you think it's, you know...
I mean, AJ is, you know, more, AJ's more globally known. AJ did two fights in Saudi already, so he's known to the Saudis, that's for sure. Remember, both the Ruiz fights was there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Word, I understand that. I understand that. But hopefully they both get that bonus because I still don't want to see that. I don't think because they took losses, that losses is nothing for me. I still want to see it. I feel like if you thought they was going to win it then, I mean, hopefully you're still rocking with it. I don't know. Not you personally, but, you know, I still want to see it. I can't wait for it. I don't mind paying for it either. Like, if it's $80, I'm good at it.
Which fight? Which fight do you still want to see?
Adrian Wilder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all
yeah,
with
I don't
you
think
there.
It lost any question. For me, it's AJ Wilder, and I want to see Clinton Maul. But that's my call. But Clinton Maul is what I really want to see, man. But appreciate it. There's not even from the slap, but just period. Like, I always want to see
feel
that.
Like it's your time. But it's not your time.
Yeah, we had big hopes for Maul a few years back. You know, like, when him and Benavidez first start beefing, we wanted that fight. Then he started making the 164-pound catch weights and COVID excuses. We started seeing, like, something was up with him. And, you know, all those fights manifested the minute we started to think about Charlo and Benavidez, then Plant came into mind, and Plant started doing interviews. So the slap, that shit only amplified us wanting those fights. But now, I mean, I don't know. We got a super chat from Supermex with a different take. He says, Charlo blowing the weight and not draining himself tells me he's going to stop Junior tomorrow. He's doing the Mayweather versus Marquez with this one. So that's a different take. Is Charlo saying, fuck the weight, I'm going to really fuck this dude up because he talks so much? Or did he not make the weight because he's a little messed up in the noggin? Hawk, Maryland.
You, what up, Ness? How you doing today, bro?
I'm good. What up with you?
Hey, ain't too much. Ain't too much. Great show. Great show. I hit the like button. Let me see. They both look good. Demetrius and Benavidez. I like that. I still say if Benavidez can't knock him out, I think you're gonna get dropped either way. But if you can't knock him out, it's gonna be I got Demetrius getting a 12-round decision. And Charlo. Yo, Ness.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. You tell me what I see in this dude, though. If Charlo will come out there and try to knock dude out, if Charlo don't get him out of there and it ends up being a little fight by about the fifth round or whatever, Charlo going to quit. That man, he's not, his spirit is done. You can't, I see a broken person, though. He's broken. Yeah, that's something wrong with him. He's broken. I wouldn't put a dollar on Charlo going to go for a knockout. Get this thing over with. He ain't in shape. He couldn't get down to that. Come on, bro. I'm telling you, Charlo is going to quit. That's what I expect. I expect him to quit at some point. It's like if he don't get a knockout early. I sure do. And I still, I didn't know Joshua had switched trainers again. Well, is that because the guy's out there where he at?
No, he switched again, man. I reported it, and it made me look like a liar. And, yeah, now he's with Ben Davis, and he just switched, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
I mean, I still like you would probably switch, too. You would probably switch, too, if, you know, you seen two of your biggest stablemates take losses. You're probably like, oh. Plus, Frank looked a shaky.
Yeah.
Frank looked the shaky. Earl took a loss. Ryan took a loss. You probably like, oh, let me get up out of here. The mojo ain't right.
No question. No question. He thought he was being told that by his friends and family, too. And the coach was getting hit. Everybody talking about the coach anyway. But what I'm about to say, one more thing. What was his coach saying about Earl? He's saying something about Earl today. Did you get it? I didn't hear it, or yesterday?
Yeah, he was talking about the weight, you know, basically saying that the weight wasn't an issue, that Bomack and Crawford just had a better game plan and was the better fighter on that day.
Oh, okay. Well, he said that. All right, then. Cool. All right, well, then that's my call.
All right.
I expect Charlo to quit.
You expect Charlo to quit?
Right. Yeah, I expect, that's what I've been saying. Charlo, he's going to quit.
Okay.
He's going to quit out of frustration.
I'm glad you said that at the end because I ain't catch that. That's new. Benavidez is going to make him quit. But I just screenshared a picture of both Benavidez brothers with Terrence Crawford. So Crawford out here and took a picture with his former rival and with the little big brother in Davi. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. We are talking the Day of Reckoning heavyweight card. The price has been set. The broadcaster has been announced. And we're also talking the weigh-in results for tomorrow's pay-per-view fight. That is David Benavidez versus Demetrius Andrade. So let me see. If you haven't already hit that thumbs up, go ahead and do that. That's going to help with the visibility of the show. It'll put this episode in the eyes of some other boxing fans. That'll give us some new callers and whatnot. Plus, we've gotten to that goal of 184,000. But, you know, we don't stop, man. Now it's time to get to 185,000. So if you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. We're at 184,019. So you might as well get on with the gang right now and help us get to that goal. You know that goal is 1 million subscribers. Looks like that's all our callers. On that note, Nest GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us tomorrow morning live at From Hardeen for the entire night of boxing, as there is UK boxing with Matchroom, and there will be boxing in the evening on the pay-per-view. We got Harry on a check-in last minute. Let's see, can he connect on Twitter Spaces? Harry, hold on. All right, talk to us. Harry, talk to us.
Oh, shit, I'm just checking in, man. I know yesterday I said, I think yesterday I picked Boo Boo, man. I'm not sure, man. I thought about it. I watched a couple more of his things, man. It just, he got to show it to me, man. I'm going to go with David, man. I'm going to have to go with Dave on this one. I still got Charlo. I'm excited about those the heavyweight fights. I'm going to watch the whole card. $40 ain't bad, man, for what we're going to get. Some good matchups. I definitely like Deontay versus Joseph Parker, man. I think that's going to be a good fight. I've been wanting to become a member and stuff, man, but I don't know how, you know, how everything line up with how my work schedule is. What? When is your betting shows usually?
Every Friday. And we do sometimes Wednesday or Tuesday because of them pro box fights.
Oh, okay. So y'all do double. What's the name? So y'all be making pretty good money. I done heard a couple guys say that though. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about it, man. How much is the champ level?
15. They say if you do it on a computer, it's for sure 15. If you're using an iPhone or something, they say it's 20. I don't know why. That ain't, you know. My price is 15.
Oh, okay. And then was that monthly?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That ain't bad, man. All right. Well, shit, I think I'm going to have to go ahead and look into that. I'm going to get on my laptop now. Shit, I'll make some of them, make a couple of dollars back. I ain't going to be tripping on it.
Nah, for sure. You'll make it back, bro. It'll be like especially for November, you missed it, but November it gave you an opportunity to make. You would have had 6 betting shows. I think 7 because actually on November 1st we did one because it was like a Wednesday fight, so it was a total of 7 betting shows in November. But damn, I got to screen share this. Look at this weigh-in. I like this face off. Andre is so funny. But look at that security. Is that dude security in the back? He looking like a linebacker waiting for the snap, right? Bruh, my man in the back just on his toes looking around Andre's shoulder. Oh, he with snack too. Now that's why. He with Andre. He with Andre. He got that snack shirt. Because you know Benavidez. So Yeah, Benavidez used Memo, so you know that dude with Andre. It's funny, Benavidez got one of them bodies that just don't get, like, his younger brother got better genetics. It's crazy, though, because this going to sound disrespectful, but his younger brother got better genetics, the older brother got better genetics, and the younger brother got the better fighting ability.
Oh, for sure. Benavidez built like a 40-year-old man. Like
word, he got the dad by, even what though he got the kids on? Now, but he do got the dad by. It ain't no bullshit. Harry, let me get to some other callers, brother. Appreciate you. I think this Steven. Let me see. Do I memorize your Toronto number without? Is it Steven?
Yo, what's popping next?
It is. What up, champ?
Everything good. Everything good. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Likewise.
Yeah. So, yo, I just want to show you. So, like, I'm feeling Lamont Roach, man. If this guy win, I could make some serious bread. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Bro, what is what? Where are you from? DMV?
No, I'm from Toronto, bro. I put it in the counterpunch. You know the 416. But yo, I'm not really hype on Hector like that. You know what I'm saying?
So you're
but
not.
I watched the betting show.
Yeah, don't say nothing. Then if you watch the betting show, I'm glad because I don't got to say nothing. Bro, everything was said there. What could you be possibly going against?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, yo, you need to post your betting slips. I didn't see it on the page.
I know, I fell asleep. You're right. I'm going to do it right now as we talk.
Yeah, because I'm like, yo, because I wasn't able, like, I don't know if it was a few calls ago, the guy asked, like, if the betting show doesn't work with his work show. I'm just going to tell you, brother, you can watch it at any time. You know what I'm saying? They have the playback for the members and shit. So you can watch it again and again and again. But I'm gonna continue to watch it, but I know you were saying over there, but I was just saying, like, yo, let me show you what I got going on over here. Let me see. Lamont Roach to win. Sabril Matisse to win. Jermell Charlo decision. And Benavidez and Andre to go to distance. 100 pays 1,200.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to rock with that because, like, maybe Hector Garcia is a fluke. You know
but you
what I'm
talking
we'll
about
see.
Maybe. You about to throw $100 on maybe?
I know. That's why, yo, I might have to rewatch the betting show. For anyone who didn't jump on champ level, you got to do it, man, because guys be making some serious bread. You know what I'm saying? But what was I going to say? Yeah, His Excellency, that $40 Canadian too? I'm going to definitely order that pay-per-view for December 23rd, man. That shit, that card is way better than that card a year ago or whatever, 2 years ago on that New Year's Day or whatever.
Yeah. You're talking about the Ortiz card.
Yeah, like you're getting Big Baby versus Dubois.
That's an excellent fight.
Wilder. That's an excellent fight. I'm super hyped for that fight. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, like, well, you don't see it in Lamont Roach.
Excuse me. You'll see my betting slip. I can't say anything. You'll see what I believe and what I don't. I forgot that I didn't post. I fell asleep, you know? But it's going up
as we
speak.
Yeah, when are you posting? You posting it soon?
It's literally, literally, it'll be up in seconds. It doesn't take long.
You may feel like it's your time.
Okay.
But it's not your
and,
time.
And, I just want to say, like, everyone enjoy these fights this weekend. And TVV, man, TVV, it's all day, baby. Thank you, Ness.
All right. It is T minus, like, 5 seconds. It'll be on Patreon. And then next, it'll be on members. Today, someone was having difficulty. Like, yo, I'm a member. How do I ask a question on Patreon? No. Members, you got your own tab on here on YouTube. Patreon is a whole different platform. So, you know, if you're a YouTube member, everything is on the members only part of the community. So, you know, I'm going to screen share that since we got time. I do got one or two callers next, and I'll get to that in a bit. Shout out to Steven in Toronto. So, screen sharing now. And if you're watching me, this is what you're seeing. Obviously, this is not live. Let me hit it live. Now that's live. And, you know, you either going to go here to join, and it'll pop up. As you can see, $299 is the prospect level. Contender is $499, and then the champ, $1599. That'll get you all the live streams. It'll get you Untitled, which we do every Monday, and it'll get you every betting show that we do on Wednesdays and or Fridays or both. And then once you're a member, right, so you click here and you just come to the community. And anything that says members only will be available to you, like this post of Mia Killer B. Ellis, who is the daughter of Coach Kenny Ellis, which is the trainer of Tank. We'll have her on the show. And you just got to click here on the comment section and drop your question. So it'll be like, Steven from Toronto, hey, Mia, XYZ. I see you ranked number 3, right? She's like number 3 in the WBA with under Alicia Bumgarner. So, you know, boop, that's a question. Then we're going to have Joshua Temple on the show. He's a heavyweight. He's going to be taking on Lorenzo Medina. You can drop him a question. No one has yet, as they don't know him, I'm assuming. But, you know, this is a free post here on our community. So you can see what will be members only and what won't be members only. But that's how you find the respective post for whatever guest we're going to have, which I'm trying to get Paul Spadafora. He's dropping a book today or this week. And, you know, I want to get him on so he can talk about it and, you know, get a little publicity. Now, the other way in that I'm super excited about is this one. This looked very spicy. And remember, this guy said he was retiring whether he wins or loses, but this doesn't look like a guy that's ready for retirement. And, you know, I guess this is going to take forever. They're giving us a whole lot of fucking Jimmy Lennon. Come on, bruv. Come on. Here we go. This guy's hype. Look at him. He's hype. I think he's like Uzbekistanian, but he's hype. He's trying to make it a fight. Is that going to serve him well in a fight with Matias? You know, is fighting fire with fire the way to go? I don't know. But he's hype. He's trying to pick a fight with Matias already. Jesus, this is a long video. I'm not fucking hell. And there's no way to fast forward, really?
And the challenger is...
Yeah, we don't need all that. Come on, man. They gonna flag me this shit so long. They still... Jesus Christ, whose video is this? Whoever recorded this in love with Jimmy Lennon, let's fucking be real. Is this a weigh-in video or a Jimmy Lennon video? Lord. All right, here we go. So dude looks crazy shape. I ain't even going to lie. I was always picking this dude to upset. I was always picking him to upset. And then, see, I don't even know what the fuck he got in his hand. That shit looked like a whip. I don't know what he trying to say. He on some crazy shit. This dude, I was going to pick him for the upset. But when I read them quotes, I backed off. I backed off. I said, bro, he's Eastern European. If anybody can switch gears when it's time to box, it's him. Don't get me wrong. You know, Matias is Puerto Rican, so at the end of the day, he should be able to box too if he needs to. But, you know, he just looks like a fighter. And the Uzbekistanian, I believe, can get on them toes and box if he have to. But this weigh-in makes me feel even worse. He makes me feel like this, like he wants to fight. He wants to fight Sabril. Like he's picking with him. It's crazy. Urshagav is I don't know that this fight goes long. But if you listen to the betting show, you'll know what the great former world champion Tony Harrison from Detroit thinks about this guy. He's seen him spar multiple times. Look at this. Look. Ah, I love it. Matias like, tomorrow. We do talk that shit tomorrow, man. And look, this guy got to get held back. He's taller, too. He's taller, and I believe he's longer, you know, in terms of reach. But what's up with that half whip? It's like a whip that he cut. I don't know. I don't get that shit. But that's, I guess, hopefully it's some cultural shit and not really a whip. Yeah, hopefully it got something to do with where he come from. I don't know. I got Cliff, Connecticut. What up? Hopefully we don't get flagged for promoting the sport. I showed that video. That shit was like a half-hour video. Damn it. What up?
Yo, that shit crazy. I'm watching it as he's talking about it. I didn't see this. I just got off work. Yo, and I'm about to cash out. I just had a few of my bets with the distance just in case, but this don't look like it's going long at all. That's crazy, yeah. But I don't know, man. I'm just here catching up on everything, like with the wins and whatnot. And I wish we could call into the betting show because I want to know, like, how you feel, like, and I can never get, like, exactly how you feel about certain fights until after it's done.
There's a way to do that via Discord. I'm going to do research because there's a way to do that via Discord. Like, there's a way to connect your YouTube members and your Patreon to Discord so then that certain levels could call or be in a specific, like, voice call channel. It's just, you know, I'm old, man. I'm going to have to do research for that shit.
Yeah, me too. I'm not savvy with all that stuff neither, I swear to God. But, like, I'm over here trying to figure out, dude, like, does Boo Boo really got a chance? Like, if he wins, I feel like it could only be by decision. I don't think he could stop the Mexican Monster. So, and I'm trying to put together this, you know, these tickets. So I'm trying to bring home some bread. All I do know is I already got Cameron and Katie going the distance. I got Matias straight up and Benavidez straight up on a parlay that goes back a couple weeks. So that has no outcomes. It's just like, Katie and them has an outcome. The other ones is just straight up. So I'm like feeling good with that. But I'm trying to hedge a little bit for, you know, a little extra money because people are saying that this fight with Sabril and homie is a really good fight. It's a close fight. It could go either way. So I'm really trying to make sure that, dot all my I's, cross all my T's so I could finish the night with some bread. And, I'm just excited. Like, I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm throwing, like, I'm not really throwing a party, but it's a couple of us getting together, and we're going to watch this shit. And, like, I can't wait. But, yeah, that's it. Like, I'm just entertained right now. I always call in when I can just to keep it flowing. You know what I'm saying? That's really it, bro.
You got it. Cliff, Connecticut, appreciate you. Alex, Palm Beach, Florida. Good evening.
Palm Beach, South Florida, man.
Oh, my bad.
I'm sick of you always saying Central Florida, so I always put the South. Plus, I want to represent. But, yeah, I saw the weigh-ins. Man, just still wishing there was a little more energy. That's why I got to give a lot of kudos to Ergashev, man. He brought it. You know, people talk about Matias being this big, bad boy, the big, bad wolf. The one that, you know, in the boxing circles, they say he's being avoided, you know, heavy handed, knocking out everybody he's been in the ring with. And Ergashev went at him. Yo, I was wondering the same thing. Like, yo, what's in his hand? Like, I thought it was a belt. Like, yo, he ain't going to whip him. So, yeah, it might have been a whip because he says he's a they call him like Timberland or something like that. He's like some old warrior from his region back in the old times. So that's like his nickname. So. Yo, they say there's like a lot of pressure on this dude. They're saying Salida called him like the Manny Pacquiao of Uzbekistan, that he's got like $2-3 million followers on Instagram. And, you know, I read a few things about him. You know, 6 years on the Uzbekistan team. He had 250 amateur fights. He says more than half of them by knockout. And, you know, watching him, I can see he can use his feet. But in most of his fights, he didn't have to. You know, I listened to Michelle Rivera speak about him as well. And he said, yo, his feet are so fat. You know, his feet are like efficient, basically. They're fast. You know, he's real smart with his feet, super smart in the ring. He said the power ain't like crazy. You know, he's got pop, but it ain't like, you know, I don't think it's like Matias's, just from listening to people speak about it. But I mean, he seems to be aggressive. I think the one thing people always try to compare him to is a Bivol, which, I mean, I can sort of see, sort of not, because he just seems way more aggressive. You know, he commits a lot. He commits to that backhand when he throws it. You know, Bivol, you know, he's more about the jab. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just not a Matias fan. I don't know what it is, bro. Like, I guess I just favor boxers. And he's entertaining because he beats you up. But, I mean, I'm just more about skills. But so when I watch Ergashev, I see more skills.
You're not a fan, though.
Say it again?
When you say you're not a fan, you're just saying you're favoring one guy over the other, or you don't like Matias?
I just don't like that style. I just don't like that zombie come forward, hit you. You know, I got to give him credit. There's a method to the madness. You know what I mean? I mean, he wears people down. You know, he kind of just...
Damn, so you're picking your boy. You're going with Ergashev.
So, coming into this fight, bro, I try not to say nothing, not to... Because, you know, a lot of times...
That's how I felt, too. I promise you. I just said it before you called in. I was going to pick the upset. I was going to save it for the betting show, pick the upset, give my reasons why. But then that interview, bro, it was Antoine in the betting room. You in there. He fucked it up for me.
Yeah, man. I think, like I said, I think it's kind of like the pressure. I think... you know, just been in boxing so long and being like that man from Uzbekistan, how he makes it seem, just reading the quotes, you know, that I think, yeah, he just wants to win that title and get out of Dodge. So that's what it seems like. And so, yeah, I like Ergashev in this matchup. Maybe it's my, you know, I swear people say I'm the worst Puerto Rican because I don't like none of them. I'm not a Berlanga fan. I'm not a Zayas fan. I'm not a Matias fan either. Mm. So, yeah, if Tyrone's listening, man, I'll take Ergashev.
What about the other guy, Jonathan La Bomba Rodriguez? Ain't that his name?
I like La Bomba, but, I mean, he gets hit a little too much. But I love it when he's boxing off that back foot countering. It's beautiful. That's the kind of boxing I like to see.
Alex.
But, I mean, is he the best in his weight class? No. I like, you know who I like? Collazo. That's why I really like Oscar Collazo.
Yeah, I like him, too. I see smooth. Giovanni in the chat saying that the reason the dude is retiring is to go fight at some war. I don't know how true that is, but Giovanni's saying that.
Whatever. This whole Charlo thing, like, yo, I think that was always the plan, was to say, fuck the weight. You know.
So you believe
what's
Supermax?
The reason? I don't know, bro. What'd you say?
I said you with the Supermax thing then?
I think it's going decision for sure. I just think that I just think he wanted to be comfortable, and that's what they decided they would be comfortable at around that weight. You know, people go off of what these people say all the time, because the man
Charlo,
there's been a lot of talk about
Charlo
it, right? He said,
I hate to cut you off, but Charlo, instead of getting picked up for the right reasons, overtime boxing picks him up for missing weight.
It's craziness, huh, man? But, man, if he gets a win, all that shit go away for the most part. I think hardcore boxing fans are just going to say he blew the weight and, you know, they're going to give Jose a moral victory. But, yeah, bro, I think it's always been a plan. They don't really care. It's just about him getting those rounds in, getting back in the ring, get a camp down. And on to 168. I expected to go to full 10. I think Jose's just a tough-ass dude, man. You know, for what he lacks, I mean, just defense ain't his thing. You know, definitely not anymore. You know, that whole thing just threw me out the window. I mean, he can take punches. He's going to come forward. He's not scared, and he's tough. So I expected to go to full 10. Maybe Maude tries to get him out of there early. Jose probably, you know, I'm sorry, with stands, whatever he got, and he just probably going to be the worst fight of the night, bro, to be honest. Like, I'm not looking forward to it at all. It's terrible. It's in a co-main. Yo, I hate that, Ness, when it's a terrible fight before the co-main. Like, it just makes it hard, especially when you got people over, you know? But hopefully they dog it out, man. Hopefully it's entertaining. I'm a betting man. I'd take the bet that it's going to be an interesting fight. You know, your boy Andre's so weird, bro. I don't know what it is, man. That dude is just so goofy, but I like to see the respect. But then again, it's a pay-per-view, bro. You got to have something. There's got to be an intense stare down. You know, there's got to be, you know, something to share, right? It's the night before the fight. You're trying to get as many pay-per-views as possible. You got to do something. I don't, you know, I'm not saying you got to smack the motherfucker, but it's got to be something. Something to give buzz, bro. So we didn't really got it from there. But I think it's a great fight. I look forward to it. You haven't done a previews and predictions show, have you?
On what?
On the fights.
Which fights?
What you mean? tomorrow night.
Of course. We did previews and predictions like twice for this same card, bro. For real. I could pull it up.
I never gave mine, man.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I have. I think that Charlo one's the first. Well, man, I guess I gave two, right? I said Charlo decision, Ergashev. I mean, everyone's saying stoppage, so I'll roll that too. It's tough to pick because they keep talking about this guy's feet. It's got me intrigued. It's got me because I can see the little small steps he takes for sure. But you know, when you're facing opposition that you're supposed to flatline, that's what he's been doing. He's been beating them up. I watched a little bit of the Michael Fox fight. But, bro, you know Michael Fox has never been stopped? Never. Mm. And, you know, he beat up Gabriel Maestre.
Didn't he fight Kavalaskis too and not lose? Not get stopped?
Yeah, he got dropped. He got dropped a couple times.
Wait, he ain't get stopped in the Kavalaskis fight? You sure?
I promise you. Yeah, he got dropped maybe three times. I know definitely two.
I got to look that up.
I definitely want to say RIP to, you know, to Samuel Taylor, man. I remember he took Oshaki's O. He got a W over Kenneth Sims. And he just took someone's O on the Figueroa versus Maxayo undercard. Some dude, I think he's from Eastern Europe. Like, he was like 13-0 with like two draws with Ken Cruz, who just got beat up by Gary Antoine Russell. So, man, hell of a fighter. I remember last time he was on the show, he talked about being a truck driver, working a 9-to-5, and, you know, still boxing. So, man, you know, my thoughts, my heart goes out to him, you know, to his family. I was a true warrior in there. So, yeah, man. But that's all I got, bro. Oh, no, the $40 for the pay-per-view. That's fucking amazing. That is one of the best things I've heard all year. If we can make that a thing, that'd be great. Because it makes it a lot easier to get new fans. Like, yo, $40, you're going to see, you know, you're going to see guys going there. You know, it's heavyweights, right? Heavyweights brings the casuals. It's just a lot easier to sell it to a boxing fan.
Absolutely.
And so for sure, man, shout out to, like you said, what do they call him? His excellence?
His excellency.
I don't know, man. But Riyadh season, man. I'm not a huge fan of events going over there, but this is what you do, right? You give quality for, you know, you give, this is good quality. I don't know. People are tripping if you don't like this card. This card's amazing. I love it. You got top boxers on there. Even if it's not all the competitive fights, you got competitive fights, what, main event, co-main event. You know, heavyweights fights seem to all be competitive. So that's what you want to see. So yeah, man, $40, sign me up. I'm not gonna buy it before, bro. You know, be too many pullouts. But yeah, man, shout out to them, man. Shout out to boxing. Tomorrow, great day fights. All right, bro.
All right. That was Alex on the check-in. And that might have been our last caller, man. It is Friday. I'm starting to realize that even though it's a big fight, you never know, right? Like, sometimes big fights, Friday shows are big. Sometimes they're not, you know. But that is the last caller, so let me just double-check some things here. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm trying to get to that goal, 1 million, long road, and I need your help. Have you hit that thumbs up? That's also a free way of showing support to the show and, you know, trying to ensure that we do grow. Last call for callers. If anybody's going to call in, now is the best time to do it because we've gotten to everybody. Nes GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Arrivederci.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.